Hello, Global Parents. We're back with more information and not a better timing than this. Summer is upon us, and we are thinking about what will we do for the summer? How will we occupy not only our children's time, but our time during the summer? We are going to talk about play. And it's interesting, I love to talk about play, because when you talk about play, people automatically think about little children and playing, or what they appear to see as playing. Adults look at little things and say, oh, so nice they're playing. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you, everyone of every age should play. Everyone of every age should play. From birth to adults and beyond, everyone should play. Have you ever looked up at the clouds, how they dance across the sky, and you say, wow, look at how the clouds play? Have you ever seen little animals on Discovery, and they're chasing back and forth, and they are playing? Have you ever seen adults, play a game, tag each other, and, you know, play little funny games? It's play. Let's talk about how important play is. And that's why I'm so excited to talk in this podcast about play, because play is so interesting, exciting, and necessary. And using the word play, although it's a very small word with only four letters, that small word with four letters is filled and filled to the brim with what we need to function, to be caring, giving, loving, sharing, children, young adults, and adults. That word is powerful. It is impactful. Why do we talk so much about play? And I know you hear speech and language therapists talk about play a lot. And play does not get the respect. And I'm going to say respect. Play does not get the respect that it deserves. And if you look at play through certain eyes, you think that everything that shows people doing an activity together is actually play. And yes, it is. But when we talk about play, we talk about something that is so impactful. And we look for so many things when we talk about sessions and talk with parents about encouraging your child to play. Play teaches so much. These are a few of the things that play teaches. It teaches rules. It teaches fairness. It teaches negotiation. It teaches children and adults the importance of understanding the reason for rules, different rules, and how different rules apply in different situations, the same way they apply in different games. It teaches us to understand the consequences of our behavior, of our consequences of our actions. It also teaches us that sometimes we don't have control of those actions, but we still have to deal with the consequence. For example, it teaches what we call sportsmanship, and we do that a lot when we're teaching during play. It teaches interpersonal skills, it teaches communication skills, and it teaches emotional intelligence. So play teaches us a lot. And when you hear the word play, let us not underestimate the power of that word. We need to teach it from early years to beyond higher education. And it gives us the foundation. It is the door to the things we need in our adult world for employment, for training, for career growth. We have to know how to do all of the things that we learned from our childhood play and our adult play to navigate through those things in life. That is truly, truly a door opener. And hopefully a light comes on as to why we want to encourage play every day. And I see a lot of people really concentrating on academics. I see parents really stressing about academics. And I see children really, I see them really not gaining what they should be gaining because they're not encouraged to apply. And that's what play does. P-L-A-Y, play, apply, and I'm going to play on words and sounds. It teaches them to apply their skills, and that is why we need play. So there are so many things that are done while we play, and I'm going to name a few. Our children learn to persuade. They learn to negotiate. If a child, they feel it's their turn, but no, another child feels it's his turn, and they both want to take a turn together, they have to realize that, no, it's my turn because you took your turn. Now it's my turn. See, you got three sticks, and now it's my turn. So they are persuading and they are encouraging and they are speaking facts as to why it is not that other child's turn. They have to use their language, they have to use their skills, negotiating skills, and they have to use their interpersonal skills. So that, and then that child will say, yes, you're right, it is your turn. So there's a good consequence to persuading the right way. That child ends up getting their turn. There is no conflict. The conflict was resolved. So you have conflict resolution as well. Parents also talk to me about the fact that their children will not play with their toys. And in a society where we think that if we buy more, if we do more, if we buy that toy that that child said that they wanted, just as adults, we buy that car because we think we want it. We buy that dress because we think we want it. Is it really necessary? Can we add some accessories to it? Can we add a steering wheel cover to that car and give it a different look on the inside? Can we add earrings and necklace to that dress and give it a different look on us on the outside? Can we take that toy that that child is playing with and add something from another toy, creatively add a different rule to make that toy or that game a little bit different? Yes, we can. So we also teach creativity. We don't have to buy something new. We can creatively invent a new activity with the same game. When that child sees that, then they themselves realize they can expand their play, just as we expand our imagination. When we are looking for a different pair of shoes or something to go with an outfit that we wore last week, we can expand and we can teach creativity. So when we talk about play, it is so crucial and so vital that we teach children to play with what they have in a creative way and build the skills for life. And again, I'm going to say, build the skills for life. That is what we do. The Smart Innovation Education Team, we build skills for life. And we are innovative. We are creative. We are on a path to having smart parents and smart kids. And our summer programs are focusing this summer on creating those smart environments so that children can grow and flourish and learn and play. Stay tuned, because we are in for fun rides that's going to take you and give you the skills you need for a lifetime. Let's get ready to have a fun summer. Let's play. Let's have some smart play. Visit us at www.kidssmartstart.org. That's KIDZSMARTSTART.org. We look forward to a wonderful summer and beyond.